It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Our thanks so far to everybody that stopped by. Dawn is here, who actually came up with Zaterade, red and flavored like hurricane, as in Pat O's over there. And then Jay gave us the tagline, Jay Hardgrave, the nice tagline of Unleash the Storm. We'll speak with Chip. Exactly right. We're going to talk to Dawn, who's at the end of the bar over there. She's going to talk to us here at 2:30. First, before Chip Patterson from CBSSports.com, give me about 60 seconds or so, because we have that event over the weekend that that Chuck's going to be, of course, one of the judges, right, Bubby?
Yes, Chuck will be our head judge.
Okay, he'll be the head judge. Oh, wow. How hard is it to judge a bodybuilding competition?
Well, it's relatively hard because every week different body types show up, so you got to stick to the criteria. And it's never easy because everybody is a different body type, different makeup. So okay, you got to go through the whole lineup and follow the procedure and come out with your winner.
It's incredible. You just told us that while my intern was fake bench pressing and pointing to himself.
I could win.
He is. There was not an intern class, right? Of these, what are the different classes on?
Well, we do have a novice class, which is for beginners, and okay, then we also have an open division, which is for people that are more experienced. And then after that, we have age categories for people that, you know, 35, 45, and 50 years old or above.
Okay, tell us about the event this weekend.
Okay, the event is going to be held at the Landmark in Metairie. It's the NPC Warrior Games. The morning show where all the judging really takes place starts at 9:30. It's a men and women event, so we have three things for women: bikini, figure, and women's physique. And for men, there's a men's physique, classic bodybuilding, which is a medium-grade body type, and then the oval muscle guys are bodybuilders.
Gotcha. Is there a dad class? Because I hear dad bods starting to come back.
They got a lot of dad bods in the audience, I can tell you that much. And that's the division I think Jordan could probably win.
Well, there you go. Really?
I'm proud of that because it's trending.
The intern class. Bubby, thanks so much,
man, for
giving us a little bit of the info. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Could you compete in the dad class?
Oh, man. I think I left my bodybuilding show off days back a long time ago.
Well, Bobby, before you go, what would be part of the dad class? If you had to come up with a dad class,
because you would get
a judge, what would he do? Are we looking for beer belly? Or are we looking for
beer belly, lack of hair,
yes.
No tan.
Okay.
And then probably you have a ring through your nose attached to some girl in the audience. That's the bonus part.
I like that.
See, I still got my hair. It's just all gray, right? So, like, I got the hair, so maybe I don't get to compete.
How about beards, too? I guess does facial hair matter? No?
Not really.
You got to look scruggly, you know, like life is rough.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's
right.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thank y'all.
What you say with Jordan?
Oh, Jordan, he's got a lack of facial hair.
Oh, I just
got a lack of lot of things
I just shaved like
he's still a little young.
Ago.
Yeah, he's got a lot.
I'm not quite sure he hit that puberty yet.
That's why Chuck's working. Chuck's working on 2 push-ups on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say that.
Thank you, Bubby. Well, he didn't have a choice. We were doing it on the air. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. This is what happens when you do a show at Vinny's on Thursdays, man. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are we feeling?
Doing well. We were talking a little bit, obviously, with LSU, with Eric Alexander, who won a national championship with them. And in reference to Joe Burrow, I thought it was remarkable this week in media availability. He said, look, he thought he played his worst game of the season despite throwing a school record 6 touchdowns. When you look at what he's done so far this season, and he mentioned it was because of decision-making, how do you think he's played? Do you think he's a Heisman contender?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a Heisman contender. I mean, that's like I think that we can move beyond that. I don't think that should be a headline. I think that Joe Burrow is right there with Tua Tagovailoa and Jake Fromm as the most important quarterbacks in the Southeastern Conference and some of the most important quarterbacks in the entire country. Like, you know, when the NFL does this a lot with its MVP race. How do you define valuable? What is an MVP? And one of the conversations that I hear people talk about is like, well, if you took him off the team, what would happen? And I don't know. I mean, you know, Miles Brennan's a good player, but I just don't think LSU's offense, the way that it's been reworked, runs the same way without Joe Burrow under center. So for my money, he really is one of the most valuable players in the country.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's interesting, too, because obviously some of the other names are thrown out there, it's so early in the college football season. You still got a lot of football to get going here. Look, I think when I think Heisman, when I think of players that are that important and do it, got to do it in big games, right? Big moments, like he did at Texas, but you have to have a resume of that, right?
Not really. I mean,
no?
You can, but what did Kyler do? What do you remember from Kyler Murray before he won the Heisman? Was it the Big 12 championship game? Like, was that it? Because he lost in the regular season, and he put up great numbers. See, I thought that what happened in the Heisman race last year was that the body of work was greater than the number of individual moments that Kyler Murray had created. Tua Tagovailoa, on the other hand, had great numbers. But in all of these big moments down the stretch, including in the SEC championship game, including against Auburn, you know, as he was starting to get a little hobbled and as he was starting to struggle with his decision-making, he sort of lost some ground. And again, I think Kyler Murray won the Heisman Trophy, not with individual Heisman moments, but with the full body of work. So there's, I think that the way that the Heisman voters can just sort of go with the wind, we could absolutely find ourselves in a place where you look up and you're thinking, man, like obviously LSU with the Alabama game, you know, with the full SEC schedule, potentially an SEC championship game, there would be big moments. But it's also possible for a Joe Burrow or anyone else who's in just one of these wide open school record falling after school record falling type offenses to just put together a final profile that is so astounding that they make their case as the most outstanding player in the country.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. We talk a little college football. To put a bow on last week, man, there was a couple of storylines, right? Georgia and Notre Dame was something to watch there towards the end. Wow. Michigan, Wisconsin. What was the game or the storyline to you that maybe topped them all?
I would say Michigan, and like specifically to Michigan. I don't want to overlook the idea. Yeah, they looked bad, and they didn't have good energy. They didn't seem to have – they had an off week heading into Wisconsin at Camp Randall. If that game isn't going to get your attention, and if that game's not going to get your blood pumping, then it's just – they're just not moving at the same speed as a lot of the really, really good college football teams, and that's not going to be that's not the kind of thing that you want to see if you were picking Michigan to win the Big Ten. And some people were picking Michigan to win the Big Ten. I wasn't one of them, but some people were. And so I kind of look at the Wolverines, and I think maybe this ain't it. Maybe this just ain't the year. Everyone tried to sort of speak it into existence once Urban Meyer retired. Okay, now Jim Harbaugh will get things going. It was Urban Meyer that was in the way. Well, you know what? What if it isn't an Urban Meyer thing? What if it's just a Michigan thing? Because let's even take a look back further. How long has it been since Michigan's had a championship contender? Are we sure that's a championship contending program? Or is Michigan, kind of like USC, a program with a lot of great history and a pretty good team right now, but not a championship contender?
All right, so, Chip, you take a look at this week, LSU, Tulane, not playing this week. So our attention, I guess, is definitely outside of the state when you look at some of the bigger games going on. Should I be surprised by Auburn's game at Texas A&M? I don't know why I keep feeling like I'm not believing them, but that's a big win by Auburn on the road last week over there in College Station.
It's because they're one-dimensional. Because we're seeing, you know, we're watching Joe Burrow, we're watching Alabama turn into a Big 12 team. We're seeing all these top offenses in the country, and now we get an Auburn team that is one-dimensional. Bo Nix threw for 100 yards. 100 yards. Like, that's what Joe Burrow has on two possessions. And for the game, Bo Nix had 100 passing yards. And they don't even throw it that much. Mm-hmm. They just run it, and they play great defense, and they just want to keep it low scoring and close so that some of Gus Malzahn's trick plays will work. Like, I understand why you don't believe them, because when you compare them to the other teams that are undefeated through this point in the season at the Power 5 level, you feel like all these other teams are just a little bit more well-rounded. And Auburn is not well-rounded, but it's still able to win games just the way it is, which is kind of the most Auburn thing ever.
Again, we got plenty of weeks before we get to that game here for the LSU folks. Florida in a couple of weeks here as well. How about their first full game without Felipe Franks? What'd you think of the Gators?
I thought Kyle Trask did a pretty good job, and I remain rooted in the stance of Florida this year that they've got so many good individual skill position players that the framework of Dan Mullen's offense and the way that it sets up to put these players in space in one-on-one opportunities, and it feels like there's always a 65-yard touchdown right around the corner. And that's really dangerous. Like, that is something that is really good about Dan Mullen, and one of the reasons why he's such a great coach and he was able to find success even at a place that didn't have historical success, kind of like Mississippi State. But I believe that because the general athleticism and speed of those skill positions is so high, you go from Felipe Franks to Kyle Trask, you're taking a little bit off of Kyle Trask because he doesn't have the arm and the deep ball that Franks does. But in terms of, like, you know, they sort of throw that quick slant or that quick screen pass, and then, oh, yeah, because that guy has freak speed, going to go for a touchdown if you don't wrap him up and tackle well. Because it's college football, a lot of people don't tackle well. And that all together, regardless of who's at quarterback for Florida, even if Emory Jones comes into the game, third stringer, I still think that there is a high floor for what the Gators can be. I think the thing that is limiting the Gators, honestly, the thing that is keeping their ceiling low, has been inconsistency on defense, where they seem to be thriving on highlight plays, but then also just really, really leaky at times. They're not great on that side of the ball. And right. So that really, more than the quarterback, is what I see as Florida's limiting factor.
Two quick final questions for Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. What's the one game that I got to make sure I watch this weekend?
Boston College, Wake Forest. I don't know. You know what you need to do? Down there on CBS at 2:30 Central Time to
that's
watch
good.
Alabama beat yes. Smith probably 60-something. Yeah. That's what you need to do.
Like I said, I look at the slate, and, I mean, I don't know, Virginia, Notre Dame, you know, it's a top 25 matchup. USC, Washington, I'm so used to that being a top 10, a top 15 matchup. But I think that could be fun to watch, you know, as well. But you're right. Look, Alabama and Ole Miss, in the past, the Rebels have given them a little bit of business. I don't see that happening this year. The final thing I want to touch on with you, though, is, look, Tulane beats Houston. No one in their right minds around here would have thought that would have been a program-changing win for the other team. De'Ara King and one of their top receivers saying, you know what, we're good. The season stinks. We're going to redshirt. A lot of people already have him with Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma next year, De'Ara King. What do you make of this? Because we've seen another player or two this week sort of do that. Is this going to be commonplace where if your season's not going well and Dana Holgorsen is saying, this is my philosophy, I'm okay with this. So what do you make of it?
Okay, so I think that what we're dealing with is a situation where, well, first of all, everyone's trying to put him with Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma, and that, you know, Lincoln Riley has already said that he really likes De'Ara King, and I understand why those connections are made. It's like Cliff Kingsbury calling Kyler Murray the number one overall pick before he played him at Texas Tech.
Right.
So I get that. But don't forget, Oklahoma does have a five-star freshman on the team right now named Spencer Rattler, who is a dude. And the way that he was playing in fall camp, people close to the program were wondering if Jalen Hurts' job is in jeopardy. So De'Ara King might find some real competition if he does decide to join the Sooners. Okay. Back up to preseason fall camp. All I'm hearing out of Houston is, hey, so that Derek King, Dana Holgorsen matchup that everyone thinks is going to be all great and turn into a bunch of offense, it might not be that great. Dana Holgorsen had some comments, even publicly, where he said, yeah, this team isn't used to getting coached hard. Ooh. And he seemed to, yeah, he seemed to have some comments about the roster he inherited. And I wonder if this, in another year without the new transfer rules, I wonder if Derek King would have already been gone. I wonder if this was an option. If Dana Holgorsen said, all right, man, just give me the start of the season. We'll see how things go. And if you're not feeling comfortable and if it's not working out, then, you know, we'll let you redshirt and then you can, you know, take yourself elsewhere. If this was going to be the result, likely one way or the other, like he was probably going to go. I mean, put yourself in Derek King's shoes. He's had three head coaches. He's had four offensive coordinators. When he showed up, he was willing to play wide receiver and be a return specialist. And he is getting crushed out there. And I think Derek King was probably going to be leaving Houston one way or the other. And I just wonder, again, with Dana Holgorsen supporting every step of this along the way, if some deal was made where he said, all right, Derek, just give me the start of the year, and if you're not feeling good, you can redshirt and preserve your eligibility.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. He did a great trumpet job right there a little bit early. Again, follow him on Twitter at Chip_Patterson and pay attention to 230, Bama and Ole Miss over on CBS. Thank you as always, Chip.
All right, sounds good, Gus. Y'all be well.
Yep, appreciate it. When we come back, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, plus Sissy will tell us a little bit about the specials here as well. And, of course, we have her segment. We have yet to come up with a name. We need a name for your segment, Sissy. Have you been thinking about it?
I mean, I was kind of hoping the listeners were going to give me, you know, a really good name, something that would just kind of jump out at me.
I think you hurt their feelings at the beginning of the show, saying that none of the things that they come up with.
Well, because they all like, no, they weren't bad. It was just more like they're just all.
They weren't good enough for you.
No, it's just that one wasn't beating the other. No, you know, it's more like a tie.
I think
Jordan.
Mine was probably the best one, Schooling with Sissy.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's pretty. It's pretty good.
Wait, you're agreeing with that?
This is the only time I'm agreeing
with
Jordan.
I was about to say.
This is the only time.
All right, let's hit the break. We'll talk to Lee Sterling. It's Sports Hangover live from Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. You're listening to your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hello, friends. I am Jerry Truck Gisclair, a candidate for state senator. I am prepared to continue my commitment to public service after nearly three terms as a state representative. My constant efforts will always be dedicated to supporting our seafood industry, as well as the oil and gas industry, coastal restoration projects, and ensuring proper funding levels for our public education system. I am a proud United States Air Force Vietnam vet. On October 12th, please vote for number 59. Jerry Truck Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
LaFouche Ford in Lockport is doing it big for the month of September. It's the Red Tag Sale on all new inventory, but only at LaFouche Ford. The Red Tag Sale is good now through September 30th. Don't you dare miss out on the savings at LaFouche Ford, where Ford is doing a special on free leather and bed liners on select F-150 SLTs. If you've been looking for a great deal on a new automobile, before you buy, give us a try. It's the Red Tag Sale in the small town with big savings. LaFouche Ford, Highway 1 in Lockport.
Favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Drop the anchor, will you?
Sure, Grandpa.
You tied it off, right?
Tied what off?
The anchor. And the rope that the anchor was attached to.
There's a reason they say curse like a sailor.
Oh,
hey, watch your mouth.
Many reasons. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
So much for fish for dinner.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. We're live at Vinny's 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie as Dawn has showed us another Texas team that failed to beat Louisiana. We'll hear from her coming up here in a little bit. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, joins us as always here on Thursdays. What you got, Lee?
I'm trying to figure out when you came down from that win last week against Houston.
Yeah. Well, again, we were just talking about it with Chip Patterson from CBSSports.com. Incredible to think that that win would change Houston's program, but it has. It is what it is. And let's see what happens this week. Obviously, no LSU Tulane game here locally, but still have some games out there of note. College Game Day is out there in Lincoln. Nebraska hosting Ohio State. 17.5-point favorite for the Buckeyes. Is there a reason College Game Day is out there?
Nothing else. Name me a better game.
Okay.
All right. I'd love to see it. You know, maybe, I mean, Washington, USC is, I guess, semi-interesting. But, you know, other than that, I mean, I can't think of anything. So it's a rough week. Penn State, Maryland, but that's Friday night. So if you play Ohio State, there's no value. I mean, it's either Nebraska or pass. Why? Because they're steamrolling everyone. They've averaged 53 points per game. Justin Fields has been involved in 19 touchdowns this year, but they haven't beaten anyone. Their defensive line is pretty banged up right now. So the thing with Nebraska is they got to hold on to the ball. They had almost 700 yards in the game against Illinois last week. Had trouble winning here, so they got playmakers on the offense. Adrian Martinez, running back Maurice Washington can take to the house. They got a tight end, Jack Stoll, and two receivers, Spillman and Robinson. These guys can play for anyone. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, they can't shoot themselves in the foot. Also, dumb penalties. I mean, late hits, legal procedures. Last year, they took Ohio State right to the gun here and only lost 36-31. I think it's going to be a little more high scoring. I think Ohio State holds on 45-38, but I'm taking Nebraska in the 17.5.
All right, Auburn and Mississippi State. I was impressed by Auburn's win over there in College Station a week ago, taking on a Bulldog team that I think a lot of people thought they were going to be decent and pretty good. They've been struggling. Auburn, an 11-point favorite here.
Well, I've loved Auburn so far, but I think the time to get off for a week is now. I like Bo Nix, and I love their offensive and defensive lines when they're underdogs. I'm not sure I want to lay double digits with a quarterback completing 54% of their passes. And Kyron Hill, the running back from Mississippi State, right now he's just better than Whitlow, the running back for Auburn. He has 551 rushing yards in the year. He's number three in the nation. And Mississippi State might rotate quarterbacks. I love this freshman, Garrett Schrader, runs that run-pass option with precision here. And remember, Auburn also has Florida up next week. Auburn, they win by a touchdown, 27-20, but don't fall for the trap. Hell State covers.
Here we go. Here's the Tide. 37.5-point favorite over Ole Miss. I get Ole Miss every now and then. Back in the day, they'd give a little trouble. They beat Bama. I understand that. This is not that Ole Miss team, is it?
No. 2014-2016, right, they gave Alabama fits. And the last couple of years, Alabama steamrolled them as a 28-21 point favorite, 66-3 and 62-7. Here's the problem with Alabama right now. If you're playing their games, all four of their games have been decided in the last minute or the last 20 seconds. I mean, you might as well just, you know, start flipping coins and playing the coin toss on the Super Bowl. So this is one of the tougher games, but I do think that they still just want to keep running it up on Ole Miss here And when a Pac-12 team like Cal can fly across the country and dominate for 3.5 quarters, kind of shows you, you know, where you're at right now. They just, they've got some problems, especially on the defense. Even on the offense, Rich Rodriguez not doing a good job of calling plays for the talent that he has on hand. Tua, the question is, when will he throw his first interception? It won't be this game here. Bama, 55-7.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, at Paramount Sports on Twitter, ParamountSports.com over online. Houston, Carolina, as we move over to the NFL. Texans are 2-1 on the season. Carolina, hey, Kyle Allen, next starting quarterback of your Carolina. Wow, that, look, it's incredible. Between him and Daniel Jones, one game, one win. You know, just bye-bye everybody. Now, that said, who are you liking this game?
Well, I like what he wears to the post-game press conference a lot better, a polo shirt, slacks, and sneakers.
No, you don't like the headwear?
No. Cam's outfits and showing up an hour late, I think I can tell you this much. The press in Carolina, I know who they want. But Houston's, I mean, they're a Will Lutz field goal away from a 3-0 start here. They had 5 sacks last week, Houston, in their comeback win. I like what they're getting done here. And I just think that Carolina, you know, they caught Arizona by surprise. No one knew. Now you got a little bit of film here on Kyle Allen. I like Houston 28-20.
Saints, Cowboys. You got Dallas 2.5-point favorite here. Sean Payton this morning in his conference call remembered vividly about 1:17 was his answer on last year's game and what took place. Then he also went on for another minute about the 3 wins that Dallas has. You know, first in this, third down, they're good. How good is Dallas? Because to me, I look at it as, Lee, this is their first big test this season. Mm-hmm. And for the Saints, man, you have a tremendous opportunity. If you can steal a win here, and I say steal, because if you can without Drew Brees and finish the first quarter of the season 3-1, you would take it all day.
I think Dallas is the third best team in the NFC. I think the Rams right now are number one, New Orleans 2, and Dallas is sitting there at number 3. Mm. They're a top 3 team, but they have not been tested. I mean, they played the Giants, who were reeling going into the first game, Washington, who might be the second worst team in the NFL, and the Dolphins, who we know are by far the worst. And New Orleans just played some really good teams in Houston, the Rams, and Seattle here. So I think that Teddy Bridgewater, they're going to start opening up the playbook. I think they're going to start rolling him out some more. He might run, you know, for some first downs on third down. I grew up watching the kid. I mean, you put him with the ball on the 20-yard line and they're down by 2, he's going to find a way to win 8 out of 10 times. He's that good. He's that money. This is the game that New Orleans has been waiting for all season. This is their circle game. They lost last year 13-10 in Jerry's World, and they were dominated. They will not allow it to happen again, and the Saints are surprising 6-1 as a home dog since 2015. Wrong team's favorite here, Gus. New Orleans wins outright 23-20.
There it is. There it is, Lee Sterling. That's a good stat. 6-1 as home underdogs. That's a good one. Hey, game of the week. The Atlanta Falcons. Look, they're 4-point favorites here. And the reason I laugh, because they're taking on a Tennessee team. And if you just follow him on Twitter, I mean, Dan Quinn looks fidgety. He looks nervous. There's talk of firing there. They tweeted today that 2-2 sounds better than what they're putting so much pressure on this game. There's still a lot of season to go, but is it almost do and die in Atlanta? They're acting like it.
Same thing for Tennessee. Follow the Titans. I mean, I think if they lose this game, they might turn to Ryan Tannehill.
Wow.
There's just so much pressure on each of these teams. But I think I found something in this game. Been winning 4 against both of these teams. Okay. You want to get the game for free, call 800-400-9741. What a roll we've been on, Gus. Our big plays, we rate our games from 10 to 50 units. We had a 40-unit play 3 weeks ago. We had, how about this, Oregon, minus 23. They won 77-6. 2 weeks ago, UCF, when they pulverized Stanford, they were up 38-7 at the half. I found a game, the line's off 3 touchdowns. It's my college football game of the year. You want to get it with 39-14 on these 40-plus unit plays. You go to ParamountSports.com. That's ParamountSports.com. Or call me here at the office, 800-400-9741.
Thank you so much, as always. Every Thursday, Lee Sterling,
Paramount
Thanks, Sports. Appreciate it, buddy. There he goes. Quick break. We come back. We'll hear from Sissy. Dawn, make your way down over here and come over here. Come chat with us.
We'll talk to her here as well, plus Sissy Speaks. We'll have a little fun when we come back. Sports Hangover live in Metairie, 32-17 Rich Lake Drive. Thank you, Dawn. We'll see you here in a quick second. Don't go anywhere. You're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Plants capture CO2. What if we could help industrial plants capture it too? Think how we could help lower emissions. More and more scientists think carbon capture is key to reducing CO2 emissions globally. It's one way ExxonMobil is helping industrial plants be more like plants. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil.
Hey, who wants gum?
I do, thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Native Americans.
Native Americans gave me chewing gum? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they also gave you parkas and canoes and snow goggles
what?
And adobes and chaps and electroplating.
Really?
So many things. Lacrosse, hammocks, baby bottles,
seriously?
Rubber, the compass, camouflage, aspirin.
Aspirin? I didn't know that either.
Yep. And kayaks, yams, maple syrup, suspension
maple syrup.
Bridges, umbrellas, vanilla, freeze-drying, harpoons,
really?
Peppers, avocados.
More at sacredpeople.org.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you. When you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona.
Love you, Matt.
Paul O'Neill.
They're chanting Paul O'Neill's name.
And Musso.
And we invite you to join us every single weekday for After Further Review. I tell you every single day. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Weekdays on After Further Review. Join us from 3 to 6. It's AFR on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
We highly encourage you to come hang out with us at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive, every Thursday. We're here. We're here through the rest of the calendar year, so you can plan it. If there's a Thursday to be had, come on by. Sissy will take care of you. I'm telling you, the food's nice. And happy hour prices start from 3 to 7. It's each and every day. That includes Saturday, Sundays. And during the football season, there's football on Saturday and Sunday. So there you go. In case you missed it, a couple of bit of news. The Pels have hired a new coach or someone to their staff as well. And we'll get into that here in a quick second. As always, we have a little bit more that we want to get into with Pels. We're going to be there Monday. For Pels Media Day, we'll be broadcasting live. I chatted with some folks yesterday. Zion, Drew, Coach Gentry, of course, you know, David Griffin. They're all going to be a part of the show. So, super excited. What are you pointing at?
You talked to Zion yesterday?
No. I said we're going
to
talk to Zion.
Okay, I thought you said you chatted with him yesterday.
Don, thank you for joining us.
He said that, too.
Yeah. That's exactly.
That's not what I said. Don, you're supposed to, you know, get my back
Sorry.
Here today.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. In case you missed it earlier, Zion announced that he has signed with Gatorade, so another top brand. And you said he signed with four top brands already?
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
It's 2K Sports, which is the basketball game.
That's one.
And then he signed with the Jordan brand. That's the
two.
Other one. And then the recent one with Gatorade.
That's three.
And then it's Panini Sports Cards.
Okay.
I think that's how you say it.
Okay. All right,
and
well,
that's
the four
that
again
that he signed with.
You know, but again, too bad it's a small market, Don. You can't really make a lot of big kind of deals or anything.
I can't.
Exactly. One of the reasons I wanted you on is because a little bit earlier we announced that, and we threw it out there and said, hey, look, if you could, you know, help us out here, and I'm not that they would be paying attention, but you never know. If he could have his own Gatorade, what would you call it? What would be the, and then Jordan, you say, well, color. And then I say, well, give me a flavor.
And then Jay, yeah.
And then Don calls, and you said, hey, I got all three. What was the suggestion that you have?
My suggestion? I had to think of something with a Z, of course. So the name, Zaterade.
Zaterade. It's easy enough. Because you always hear it now, that Haterade and all that stuff. So
right, but how many, I mean, how many guys out there have a Z in their name?
There you go.
Hardly any.
Right.
So Zaterade, that is very identifiable.
Yep, I like it.
Color red. You know, our Pelicans red and blue.
Uh-huh.
And then our flavor. I'm driving down the interstate in New Orleans. Well, actually Metairie, but on my way to New Orleans.
Sure.
What is more New Orleans than the flavor of a hurricane? So, there you go.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Exactly. So, there you go. Flavor of the hurricane. And then the best part, though, Dawn, you mentioned that the beauty of it is you can do what to that?
You could add something to it.
to make it a little
if you need.
Exactly.
It's good for
what your tailgating needs.
It'd be perfect for me since I've never tried a hurricane before.
That's right. November when?
24th.
November 24th.
Then maybe I could put some of that, you know, extra stuff into
that
it.
That extra stuff.
Yeah.
To really make your tailgating.
Yeah.
About 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Dawn's already counting. I love it. Dawn, we were chatting a little bit during the break. You're just a sports fan overall in general. You got the LSU hat going on. What do you think so far of the Tiger season?
I am so excited about the Tigers. I sit in the stadium at their home games, and I'm looking at this team, and I've never seen this team before in my lifetime that I can remember, and it's just so exciting to watch them. So exciting.
Does it give you hope for you know what in November?
I don't want to talk about that.
Uh-huh.
But I absolutely think that we have what we need. I think our defense is going to step up prior to that. And I absolutely think that we can take them. Yep.
Are you making your way to Tuscaloosa? Have you ever been to a game in Tuscaloosa?
I've never sat in the stadium for the game. I've tailgated
at
a couple of games there. And it's a great experience.
It really honestly is.
There.
I say that all the time. Yeah. It's you would think, and again, I don't mean this in a negative context. LSU fans created this rivalry. I mean, it wasn't anything. It wasn't before Nick goes there. He took a job, and all of a sudden,
it happened. Yes.
So the reason I bring that up is because, obviously, I went when I was a Southern Miss guy, but it was friendly. I never felt, you know, the only thing that was questionable was when we walked up to our seats. I don't know if this happened to anybody else that's attempted to go to a game there. Funny how they're already Alabama fans sitting in our seats. And, no one was moving them. I remember the last time I went, you know, we brought the usher. We're like, we're seats 1 through 6, me and my buddies. And flat out looked at me and goes, what do you want me to do about it? The usher said that, turned around and walked away. And the Alabama fans then turned around, looked at us, and shot us the bird. And we sat in the stairs. On the steps. I mean, that's what it was.
I would have just stood in front of them.
Jordan, I was slightly outnumbered. You know.
I would feel a little bit intimidated in that situation, tailgating there. Yeah. My husband.
Now, this was inside the stadium. Outside, we were getting food. It was great.
Yeah. Until your husband's phone dies and you get separated and you can't find each other in the Alabama LSU tailgate.
Oh.
That did happen. That was scary. I don't know if it was scarier than your situation.
Did he not charge the phone or
we
talked about since?
Yeah, absolutely. Every time we have our special meeting place, our safe place, this past game at LSU, I'm like, okay, we meet at the beer garden.
Okay. It was probably one of Apple's, you know, their defective batteries.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
That was it.
So the next big game, obviously you got Utah State 11 a.m., but then also, Dawn, you have Florida, the Gators.
Yes.
That has been becoming a rivalry, though, because from the teams to the Fournette to the assistant coach to the ADs to the media, you name it.
Yeah, a lot of trash talk recently with that, and I, you know, that makes me unhappy. I'm a I'm a positive sports fan, and I don't like all of the trash talk. And I feel like this game has kind of turned into that for the fans and the teams too. So I'm hoping that this game will be just a pure football game, and everybody will be happy, and we will beat them really bad. And
Well, we'll see how that goes. I still said, and I said at the beginning of the season, look, everyone kind of likes to point to November. You got to get to the point where people get back to that point, if you remember. I mean, LSU for a while was, hey, they're not going to lose until November. So you could point to it. I still think you got to get to that point. Florida, Mississippi State, I know is in the middle. And then Auburn, anytime Auburn comes to the, you know, to LSU, it's – and look, and LSU got them last year. I'm sure they'll remember. So – You got some football to play before you get to that November game. How about the Saints? How big into you are the black and gold?
Love my Saints. Saw the report today that Drew Brees says he's going to beat that 6-week timeline. He's feeling like he's going to be back before 6 weeks. So that was encouraging. But then I want to say, oh, no, just take care and rest up just wait. Yeah, we got the bye right after that. So
if Teddy and the Saints beat the Cowboys, I think a lot more people will be like, you come back when you're good and healthy.
Exactly. That's kind of how I'm feeling. You know, last week I was so despondent and upset. And Monday, Tuesday, watching all the reports, I feel better now toward the end of the week. I feel better about our next 6 weeks coming up.
All right, Dawn, wrap up with what you think is going to take place on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. I'm so excited about this game. I really feel like the Cowboys are coming in with a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm. I feel like they are going to show us that on the field, and I feel like we are going to take them by 2 touchdowns.
Oh, two touchdowns. Ooh. All right, Uptown Ruler had 45-14. UT Joe, known as, you know, University of Texas Joe, he has him at 31-3. And then you did show us a little bit ago another school that beat another Texas team.
Yes, ULL beat, was it Texas Southern?
Yeah, Texas Southern. Yes.
Texas
yeah.
Southern, and it was a blowout, 77 to
yeah.
like 17
five?
Or
Yeah,
or
it was bad.
Point is,
it was bad.
Another loss for Texas, or a school in Texas, or a team in Texas a team or school from Louisiana.
Sunday night, we're going to add that one.
Dawn, thanks for stopping by. First, for calling with Zaterade, color red, flavor hurricane, as in the Pat O'Brien and Hurricanes, right?
And then our tagline that called in after.
And then the tagline
that
is Unleash the Storm from Jay Hargrave.
That was awesome.
Thanks for stopping by.
Sure thing.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks.
Take a quick break. When we come back, we'll put a wrap on things. Sissy will come in and tell us a little bit about Flashback Friday as well. Plus, we got a bit of interesting news that we'll pass along here as well. As another staffer been brought up on over on the Pelican staff. So we'll talk about that. And something, a new rule change? Is that what they do with the G League? They're trying to experiment with something. I'll tell you about that when we come back here as well. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I have lupus.
I have glaucoma.
Knee trouble.
Heart condition.
Cancer.
But thanks to Governor Edwards' Medicaid expansion, I can take care of my son.
I can see.
I can walk.
I'm recovering.
I'm working again.
Thousands of people like me.
With health care coverage that detects disease early.
Provides treatment.
And is saving lives.
It's not about politics.
It's about people.
And Governor Edwards always puts people first.
Watching John Bell these last few years, the thing that stands out most is his leadership.
Whether it's a budget crisis or natural disaster, the leadership qualities that we were taught at West Point are on display every day.
He's doing what we were trained to do, and that's lead from the front.
There's a line from the cadet prayer that says, choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong.
And that is how John Bell Edwards leads.
We've always been able to count on him to do the right thing.
Especially when it matters most.
Paid for by the John Bell Edwards campaign.
Isn't it time to get your vehicle serviced, or maybe you need new tires? TJ Shell Station, doing business as Carroll Shell in the heart of Lockport, is the place to go. Carroll was in business for 26 years, and TJ Shell Station took over in 2014, which is 5 great years they've been in business so far. TJ Shell Station would like to thank their customers. So for fuel, tires, propane, alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more, it's TJ Shell Station in Lockport.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ. Smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
So the Pelicans today hire Teresa Weatherspoon. If the name sounds familiar, it should. WNBA legend, former college head coach as well over at Louisiana Tech. She coached there for a number of years as well, from 2009 to 14. She's a Naismith Basketball and Louisiana Sports Hall of Famer. So there you go. What are you?
So if say,
no, no, no.
I'm sorry.
Let me explain
about
something
this.
To you. Let me explain something to you.
I'm pumped about this.
Okay, I'm in the middle of reading news, and you're fist pumping in front of my eyeballs. So I'm assuming that this is incredibly important news.
Very important.
To stop me from reading the fact that the Pelicans have just hired a basketball and Louisiana Sports Hall of Famer.
That's very important news.
Former head coach. Big name.
But this is something that you and I can experience once the Saints
get to
the Super
Bowl. So now you're fist pumping in front of me. And what is this news?
All right, so you and I are going to get to experience this.
What is
this.
The news?
So, breaking, mm-hmm. per Adam Schefter, mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira will be the halftime performance for Super Bowl. Yeah.
This was so important. Sissy, thank you for joining us and saving the segment.
That was very important.
I was in the middle of announcing a staff.
That's a lot of people.
A basketball Hall of Famer. And you interrupt me to tell me that the halftime show for the Super Bowl is Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, and other performers who
I
are looking to be added.
That, I think just for that, Sissy, next Thursday we will have a Hips Don't Lie off.
Yes!
Next Thursday, Jordan will have to, I don't doubt it, You will have to do Shakira's My Hips Don't Lie dance move. And then, I know, Sissy, you could do it, or some other people here in the bar. And we will all put it on Twitter and see who wins.
I already know I can do it, but remember, Jordan did say earlier.
It had to be a non-athletic
physical.
Competition.
Next week, we can do this.
Oh wait, are you agreeing
wow.
to this? Is that what?
Oh, this is a hip off. Yep. Joey has it. So, Sissy versus Jordan. And who does Shakira the best?
It's going to go viral.
It will definitely go viral. I can assure you of that.
Yes. You got to wear some tighter clothes, too, so we can actually see, like, the, you know, the shape of your hips and the movement.
Oh, my.
More clear,
you got to do
know?
A promo. This week only. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
I can assure you that from here on out, every day that this show is on until next Thursday, I will inform people. Of the hip-off that we got going on.
Hip-off. I like that.
You're not getting out of this either.
No, I'm tweeting.
I'm doing it.
I was working. I was telling you about news. You interrupted me to let me
know. Do you want Gus to do it with us?
No, he's just
kind of like he has to,
no,
right?
Again, that's my job here as host.
Someone's got to,
I will do the play-by-play.
Yeah, somebody has to do
yeah.
it.
All right. That's fine.
The Gus
this,
no
this
call.
This just in from Raphael. Early money on Sissy.
Ooh. No.
Beating you.
No.
And who can move their hips a little
think,
bit better than
I
you.
I think
Thank
a lot
you
of people are going
to
be voting my way.
He's a Vegas odds maker, so it's good odds.
Kind of nice.
Good odds that, you know, again, we look, just like in the game, you have to play the game. You never know. Jordan could come out here. The fact that he
I'm retweeting
is
this.
Willing to do it.
He agreed.
The fact that he agreed to do it and says, I am doing it. I'm a little nervous here. Like, I need to go make
maybe
Google.
Is there something we don't maybe, know?
Maybe I've been practicing.
Maybe he's the universal hula hoop champion or something. Maybe he can move the hips a lot better than we know.
That was cornhole, remember? He likes cornhole.
There's a lot of
many
hidden secrets.
Hidden talent.
I was going to say, it could be a hidden talent.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't just sign up for something if I know I'm going to lose.
I'm kind of interested.
This is the first time. I wouldn't say it's a look of concern on your face, but
it's smiling.
Yeah,
that's a fake smile. Well, you know, you're trying to hide the fear.
I would probably call it more of like, is he serious? Like, I think she's trying to wonder.
She's drawn aback.
No,
my eyes lit up like a Christmas tree when you said that. Like,
right. Yeah. I think she likes that. The challenge has been. I wouldn't even say except he challenged you.
It's everywhere now. It's all
on.
Over my timeline.
He challenged you. That's incredible. So you will do Shakira's Hips Don't Lie, and then you will do it as well.
Should we add some, you know, juvenile back that up, you know, like while we're at it?
I don't know. It is what it is. Sissy, why don't you tell us a little bit about Flashback Friday here? What you got?
Yeah, so do not miss it. We have a huge
Which is
party.
Tomorrow.
Yes,
okay.
Tomorrow night. So we have DJ Jerry B playing. Mm-hmm. Back in the Day Party is what it's called. But I haven't heard him personally yet,
okay.
But I heard he's awesome.
Okay.
So we're going to pack it out in here big right. time.
We got some specials.
Always.
All right. So got some specials. The most important
and
part
there's no
here is
cover either.
I was going to say. So people like Jordan and myself can go because, you know, we don't make Joey money. That's how
yeah, you get them for free, Jordan, so you don't
there
have to worry about, you know.
It is.
Can I get a free Coca-Cola?
Come on. You know what?
You know what? I'm going to charge $1.50 and then I'll give you free refills.
How about that?
Ooh, I'll take that.
See what she just did? Oh, she made a joke there. You know what? This is going to be good. This is going to be
good. It is going to be good.
Yeah.
And you're not going to partake in it because you're too afraid.
See, I know my limitations. I am not anywhere near Shakira.
Well, if you do, I mean,
but the fact that you so confidently said that you can out-hip move her.
Do you have some hips under that
it's
shirt?
It's pretty incredible. I'm in shock right now.
I'm excited.
Everybody's tweeting about it right now.
Well, there it is. Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
Wear something a little fitted, remember.
Yeah, a little more fitted.
We need to see these hips to know that hips don't lie.
Oh, my. No, you're not. I'm going to draw the line at a cutoff.
Yeah,
you don't want it not like this? No?
I'm not
wear like
that.
Sweatpants. Okay. I'm going to draw the line
that
at a cutoff.
That was a really good picture.
There are people, Sissy, you can attest to this, from General D. Don's been here a little bit. We had a handful of other people, Alex and his friend. I mean, we had people actually eat lunch today here.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, you know, sweatpants and maybe a smaller shirt, but we're not taking scissors.
Gus
to the
is
going to
threaten me later and text me. You better wear something like that.
No,
embarrass me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Or something with, you know, little tassels on it so you can see the little wiggle and shake.
Oh, is that what you're wearing?
I mean, I might, you know.
You do. Obviously
I'll take some suggestions.
The uniform as well. All right. Well, thank you, Sissy. Appreciate it. Again, what time tomorrow does everything start?
No, I don't have a specific time for this.
Yeah, just come by.
Yeah.
Flashback Friday. Thank you so much, Sissy.
Yeah, no
appreciate
problem.
It, as
thank
always.
You.
Thank you.
Jordan.
For making sure that next Thursday is going to be one of my favorite Thursdays of all time.
It's going to be a fun week. Monday, we have the Pelicans. And
yeah.
Wednesday,
we're going to... Yeah, whatever. Matt Moscone after further reviews up next on ESPN New Orleans.